Hello.
Hi, sir. This is Connor with customer support. Somehow we were disconnected.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You were providing me with your zip code. What might that be again, sir?
17364.
17364. Thank you. And also, may we have your first and last name, please?
John Hilty, Hilty.
Okay, you say Hilty. All right, that's John, as in JOHN. You say Hilty, Hilty, correct?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, yes, sir. Typed in your name here, nothing appeared, and also your zip code, John Hilty, didn't appear as well. Would you mind providing an email?
I don't have one.
Okay. Let's see here then. And you're stating that you received a, what was it, an email? Or how well were you?
No.
Go ahead.
My bank called me on my statement. They they blocked. You did a transaction for $7.95 and it went through, and the next day did one for $54 and something. We want to know what it's about, what it's for.
Would you happen to have a order ID number?
Well, the bank called me and told me this. I have no, I don't have that information.
Interesting. Okay, so you do not have an email address. We tried your first and last name, as well as your zip code and your telephone number. Would you be able to provide the last four digits of your card number, as well as the first?
No.
Okay.
What do you say your business is?
Yes, sir. This is actually a third-party call center, sir. We are trying to locate your account. Unfortunately, all of the information you provided has not been successful.
Yeah, you say you're a call center, but what's the nature of the business you're answering the calls for?
And that is the thing, sir. We house over 400 companies, sir, so we are trying to locate your account to assess what exactly you may have purchased or did not purchase.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't help you. I have to talk to the bank.
Whatever you feel comfortable with, sir, we're here to assist.
Let me get a hold of the bank once and then I can get back to you.
If that is all, thank you for contacting customer support. Good night.